As we begin this second chapter, from the very first verse, the table is completely set. Sound doctrine. I went back and I was looking through, and in the letter to the letters, I should say, to Timothy, and then the letter to Titus, whether it's sound words, sound doctrine, well over 24 times, over and over. Brothers and sisters, only sound doctrine will bring forth the fruit. And we're speaking of the fruit that the husbandman so desires in our life. And we know that it is the word of his grace that builds it all. There is nothing else but the word of his grace. We'll begin reading verse 1 of chapter 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. So what he's saying there is preach healthful and wholesome doctrine. And as we will go from here, this wasn't just for a select few, brothers and sisters, and I'm grateful to God. The grace of God has encouraged us here to not withhold a thing. Whether we come together on a Sunday morning, a Sunday night, a Wednesday night, I'm grateful to God. The word is preached in its fullness because of the power of his might. And I am thankful to the Lord. I don't try to pick and choose, well, this group will be here today and this group will be here tomorrow and things of that nature. It's the Lord. And whatever he serves, by God's grace, eat. And it's going to be strong meat because that's his desire for us to be feeding on. And I thank the Lord that within the strong meat is the simplicity of the gospel of Christ, isn't it? As you feast upon it, it's all there. He lays out that plan over and over throughout the Word of God. We are completely and totally without excuse. So I thank God that we can have confidence in him that way. You need to check your mind in the trash can and let this mind. Trust him. Trust him fully. Lord, you're for me. Who could be against me? Even myself. Let's go. And that's how he does it. But you see, he's telling them, feed them the healthy thing. And what you're feeding them is grace. And they'll grow up and be fruitful. As we rejoice the last couple weeks, the evidence is always going to be in the sheep. And this is evident as we go on in chapter 2 here. This is for all. We're going to speak of the aged men, the aged women, the young men and the young women, and the servants as well. Again, God, no respecter of person. Preach the word. Be instant and do not withhold a thing. Now, as we go on here, how do we know that sound doctrine is the word of his grace? It tells us so clearly in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I'm grateful to God to mark them that truly have been set apart to God. I thank the Lord, whether it's in his precious word, the testimony of the full overcomer in Christ, which was seen in Timothy and precious Paul and Silas. And thanks be to God of others that I believe that have graced my life and graced this meeting. Mark them. Mark them. Because it was one thing that did it. It was the word of his grace. And it built them up. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And gives them an inheritance. And praise be to God and also to us who will take the same. Lord, give me the double portion. I was thinking again, as sweet Elijah said so long to Elijah. Oh, he wanted to go so badly, but there was more to come. And God put it upon his heart. And praise the Lord what he's given to us. how the Lord does it again and again, and yet it's even sweeter to us. See, there's no other way, brothers and sisters, for us to grow up to be the mature sons of God. It's all by the truth and love doctrine. It's only going to be through the whole counsel of God, withholding nothing. And thereby we do grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Turn with me over to Colossians chapter 1. We'll rejoice together in scripture that we read many times. And thanks be to God has really, truly become our life, our passion, our desire. And in Colossians 1 verse 25, as Paul says, "Wherefore I am made a minister unto the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill, to complete the word of God." Completing him. This message, "It is not good, son, for man to live alone." This is the message we have been given. The reason that Christ awaits to take the throne from his Father. You will have a queen, son, and it will be only at that time that you will take the throne. Oh, and he gladly waits for her. And oh, what a moment it will be. But see, this is the fulfilling. This is the message. This was the dispensation. As it says, the domestic that Paul was in this mystery that was given to him to complete the word of God, to complete Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise be to God. I'm thankful to the Lord that I know that in my life, without my wife, I'm not complete. And that is a precious type. But again, oh my, not even worthy to be compared. Oh God, help us to get into this, huh? Help us to be alive and attentive to this love letter. Help us to get our eyes on Jesus. And you only get your eyes on him in the Word, and as that Holy Ghost will take this Word and just rightfully divide it in our lives, brothers and sisters. Don't be afraid. Step out. Launch out. Go. Go with him. Go deep. Hallelujah. Till they don't even see you no more. All right? That's what it is, isn't it? Christ in you, they don't even see you no more. All right. Verse 26, even the mystery, see again, which has been hid from ages and from generations. So we know this has been hid from man, from these generations. But now is made manifest to his saints. See, he didn't make it manifest to the wicked. He didn't make it manifest to the ungodly. This is something more to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. We read about that on Sunday, didn't we? Oh, those precious needs to the riches of his glory. Of this mystery among the Gentiles, and again, the saved Gentiles, those are the saved ones, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom. See, everything's laid out there that we may present every man. This is God's precious people, perfect in Christ Jesus. This is what Titus is being ministered to of Paul, this letter. Complete. Amen? Fully finished, fully furnished, grown up, adult, mature in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor. Isn't that precious of Paul? Not that I've already attained. Huh? He's running. Striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Oh, I love this. Isn't this wonderful? See, as Brother Copley notes, brothers and sisters, as it starts here in preaching this wholesome, healthful words, this doctrine, Paul's gospel, Brother Copley notes, see, there's many speakers, very gifted speakers, that can stir up crowds, that can really get emotions moving, that can entertain, that can build great membership in churches. But if they don't preach sound doctrine, they leave the people empty. As we've heard over and over, they're robbed. They are absolutely robbed when they're withheld doctrine. And God help us to be satisfied with that little handful, to feed, brothers and sisters, the hungry. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, there might have been a handful. Thanks be to God, He's brought us out here tonight, a little handful. But just like when that chariot came for Elijah, there was only two in the center of that action. The rest just looked afar off. Huh? See, it just a rib portion. Thanks be to God we're seeing this precious love letter to us. And what gold, silver, and precious stone will come forth in our lives? Now verse 2, as we go back to Titus. It says there that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. That's some wonderful encouragement, isn't it? Now, four times, and actually it's even inferred five times, just in this one chapter, we're going to hear the word sober. And it's precious because each time you hear the word sober, it's got a different meaning. It's incredible how God does these things. As we are led of the Spirit, this isn't led of Jesse or any of the ones that would study the Word of God, brothers and sisters. This is led of the Spirit. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This is His work. Hallelujah. But each time it's got a different meaning. And the first one here is it means to be watchful. And I thank God how this is for the aged men. I thank God as this encourages my heart to be a mature son. When you're watchful, you're full of eyes. Within and without. Just like the four living ones. See, without a vision, brothers and sisters, the people perish. You can see something afar off, but you don't see it. The vision, the reality. Praise God that even sweet Elisha had for that opportunity that was given to him. I want that double portion. Don't see it afar off. Get in the thick of it. Praise be to God. Get into, by the grace of God, the midst of the throne with Him. See, this is eyes that are expecting. And I appreciated that, sweet brother. Not just looking, but expecting. Without a vision, again, the people perish. And mature sons have the eyes of the dove and, yes, the eyes of the eagle. They only see one mark, and that's for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I believe I'm speaking to precious yoke fellows tonight. This is our vision, because we know that it's Him. He has given this to us. If by any means, I believe we are walking in that precious light. If by any means that I might attain to that resurrection, that mark, praise God, the completion of the Word, hallelujah, that doctrine, yes, what God has given to us. Now, be grave. That means honorable. Brothers and sisters, godly character is very important. We want to have fruit evident in our lives. See, God, it says in the Word of God, has before ordained for us all of these good works that we should walk therein. For all of us, they're there. Before the foundation of the world, He laid them out, as we read that in Ephesians 2:10. You see, without a testimony in our lives, brothers and sisters, people doubt the sincerity of our love. I thank God for that. I don't want to even live a life, naturally speaking, with my wife where people would doubt the sincerity of my love for her. Amen? I don't want people to doubt that's my wife, she's my beloved. How much more our walk, that one that, oh, he is my first love. Oh, Jesus, you can see this is so far beyond your pious actions. That's filthiness to God. We're talking about a joy. We're talking about a light in our step, a smile. Oh, that's my lover. It doesn't matter what's going on. Somebody talking to me, I've just got my eyes on her. Got my eyes on him. It's like I mentioned before. Maybe you have to go way back in time. I don't know. I won't say much more. But you remember when you're really fervently in love and maybe you go out to dinner or something like that. You'd be in a crowded place, but I'll tell you what, I was in a whole different place. There wasn't anybody there but me and my love. That's it. This is how this is. This is how he takes us through. We go into the lion's den. Oh, you mean my love's with me? Where are we again? You know what I'm saying. Oh, you might be looking at the lions for a moment, but then, it's just face to face. Doesn't matter where you are, does it? Huh? You begin to yield to his love. And you begin to live a life. Oh, Lord, I'm so content in whatsoever state I'm in. Because you're with me. And I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. It's just well. It's just well. And that's what this is, brothers and sisters. And there's that precious fruit that comes forth in our lives. See, when that love hits us, he causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. It truly is a life that is transformed from glory to glory into his very image. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost-inspired life. See, there's people that really know the truth, but they have no spirit, and they have no joy, and they grow cold. They grow cold. You can tell ones that are fervently in love with the Lord. Well, I'm not talking about people that are just giddy for Jesus. That was like Apollos when that couple saw him. You got a lot of good zeal, boy. But let me show you the more perfect way. Huh? It's like that Shulamite sister. She could look on that wedding. Oh, I want to get married. I want to be in a wedding too. Honey, you're just a kid. You're not mature. You're not ready for this, honey. You're sweet. All the potential is there. But you got to grow up. This was the place for the Shulamite. This is where this is again, brothers and sisters, that life of honorable, godly character. I want you to really understand this. It's the fruit of love. It's the love of the truth. It's the delight in the love of Jesus and how much he loves me. This isn't a test to show you how much I know in the Word of God. Oh, no, my goodness. This is his proving in me, oh, honey, I love you. And I want you jointly with me in everything. There's no this is mine and this is yours. I counsel kids all the time. Want to get married and things of that nature. And I tell them, one. That's it. Well, I'm going to have my account, and you're going to have your account, and you're going to do these types of things. I only see and hear one. Not trying to step on toes, but he's got a more perfect way. I just encourage your heart. Pray about it. Be temperate. That means controlled, consistent. See, God help us as we grow up. We understand we're not easily provoked in anger, are we? Isn't that amazing what happens? You kind of stand back and watch that new man grow up. Just coming forth, taking hold of everything. I do. My mouth just drops open and say, Jesus, you're wonderful living in me. But see, this is Christ-like. You become rock-like. See, he's a rock because he lives. You're not something that's just tossed to and fro and bent over here and over there in your emotions. By God's grace, you grow up. And there's godly emotions, which is faith and joy and love and peace, long-suffering, meekness. Them is the emotions, praise God, of the Spirit. That's what we go for, hallelujah, because of Christ in us. And then it goes on to say, sound in faith. Praise God for these ones. That's healthy, strong. And the reason that they're healthy and strong is because they're free of any error. It's pure. Isn't that wonderful? I remember one of the first messages, just when I was very young, that the Lord put on my heart for the young people, was watching Sister Hill as she would go ahead and make them preserves and things of that nature. And I'd always ask her as she was putting that jar and how she'd make that, and I don't even know how it works, but taking that air out of the fruit, out of that jar of preserves. And that's why when you open it up, it goes, you know, you have that pop. When you don't have that pop, something's wrong. Because the air got in there. The air got in there. And that's what this is here, is sound in faith. See, they're free of any error. See, brothers and sisters, this just isn't believing, but this is believing rightfully divided truth. It's vitally important. Believing rightfully divided truth. Wanting to know Him. Know Him. Know His love. Not just some surface thing. Not just some afar off thing. But to know Him. To know His desire for your life. To know this one whom I'm not worthy. I am so not worthy. It's beyond. But God. And His Son. I was just praising Him before I came out here. I am so thankful, Father, for Your Son, Your beloved only begotten. And I'm not just a son. I'm a son of God. Because of the life of Jesus, the same life. That life of His beloved Son, He lives in me. Oh, it's just so wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful. Thank You, thank You, thank You, my Father. But see, rightfully divided truth, that is sound in faith. That's sound, solid, not moved. Pillars, amen? That's what that is. See, believe in error, brothers and sisters. That's not sound in faith. That's a shipwreck of faith. And that's exactly what that is. And it grieves me to think of ones that have a shipwreck of faith, because that means they had something. But the swerving, see, that's what happens to ships when they don't stay on line. Observe the lighthouse. They take their eyes off it. They start looking, going by feeling. Brother Hill used to talk about the flying and the instruments. That man kept making corrections. Oh, I got to get this thing trimmed right. And here we go, and here we go. And he was just flying along. And went soon, long after, man, these straps are digging into my shoulders. Looked down at those instruments. He was completely upside down. Shipwreck. Mark them. Them. Who follow the word of His grace. Praise God. The gospel of the fulfilling or completing of the word of God. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous? That's yours. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Fulfill the word of God. Oh, praise His name. Now, we go on to charity, as it says here. We'll move. But this charity, as you look into this, is not just love. This is specifically brotherly love. Brotherly love. And I encourage you, search it out. Philadelphia love. The Philadelphia saints, the ones that win Him. This is that love. It means the affection and even love feasts. That love feast coming together. Isn't that something? These are the ones that love the assembling, the gathering of the like precious faith saints. Huh? Oh, I love the Word of God. It gets better all the time, doesn't it? It's never changing, but my goodness, when He gives us more light upon light. The brother and I were rejoicing on the way in here tonight. That love that's shed abroad, it saturates. Complete. But yet God, who is just so beyond awesome, He expands that wineskin a little bit more. More saturation. And more saturation. That's how He does it, see? But this is the evidence of those that are bridal. Hallelujah. Patience, as it finishes up, means constant, steadfast, perseverance. See, there's not a hit-and-run attitude here. Not hot or cold. Not, well, when it's good, I'll go, and when it's kind of rough, This is love. This is when they stand up here and hear, for better or for worse. And in the Lord, it's all good, if you really know the truth. When it gets hard and pressed, despairing of your own life, I look in the Word of God and it says, man, it couldn't even get any better than that. Huh? Yep, that is called crazy love. It just is. Call it what it is. Because you know, crazy like a fox. Thank you, Jesus. See, this is that ever fiery coal. Verse 3, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. How wonderful. And see, as it starts out there to the women, these beloved wives. These are beloved wives, and why? Because first of all, it says likewise. Everything that the aged men have. But praise God, there's even more. Vessel adding to the usefulness of that husband. Praise God. And what is that more? It says that they bear, is what this means. That they're clothed with this reverence. See, that's the holiness. Do you know that? It's that precious reverence to God. That because He's holy, I'm holy. That's it. I reverence that. That's who I am is. That's who loves me. That's who lives in me. Praise be to God. I'm holy because He's holy. Praise the Lord. Submitting into that, that makes it my life pleasing to God. That's holiness. It's faith living and alive in love in us. It's the very holy life of Jesus Christ living in me. Now immediately here He goes in, gives you a couple little red flags. We understand what false accusing is. It's very evident. But I'm going to ask you something about accusing, period. I'm going to ask you this. What does God lay to our charge? That's right, nothing. Nothing. God lays nothing to our charge. Then why should I lay it to yours? Why should I search out things that are hurtful? Amen? Why, by God's grace, should I dwell? And let me tell you something. Things may be the truth, in a sense. Now, I'm not talking about the truth as of the Word of God, but the truth. And I thank the Lord this hit me as a young man here in Sweet Brother Hill, give us this. But it doesn't mean that they're true. It doesn't mean that they're lovely. It doesn't mean it's the good report, brothers and sisters. See, we want to dwell in the healthy things. Sound doctrine. And sound doctrine, you know what it does? It edifies. Encourages, builds up. It doesn't tear down. Christ-like. Going on, given to much wine. And again, this is referring back to the sober. Don't be intoxicated with the things of life. You're intoxicated with the things of life. You'll be drunken when He comes. Amen? Read up on 1 Thessalonians 5. Sleep in the night, drunken, not looking, not readied. Brothers and sisters, there's something that's more important to them. It can be anything, as the Shulamite showed us. It could even be the myrrh in your hands. It could be the trial that God gives to you. Did the trial become more important? I appreciated as I was again rejoicing, thinking of that brazen serpent for 400 years, what it meant to the children of Israel, how they were delivered so sweetly from that poisonous snake that was biting all of those ones. Just look to the worm on the cross and you'll be healed. But that precious brass serpent started to be worshipped. And it became, and that precious king said, that's just a brass thing. That ain't going to fly no more. And we're going to break that to pieces. Because they began to worship the creation more than the creator. All right? Now that can be, you see what I'm saying, such a good thing. A trial. Things in our lives, brothers and sisters. But when it becomes something that we begin to magnify, that's the intoxication. That's the drunkenness that takes our lives and gets us into that shipwreck. Yes. Oh, the Lord, you see why. God, help me get more knee pads. Amen. And you don't physically have to be on them knees. It's praying always. All things, everything, expecting the more than conqueror through Christ who loves us. Hallelujah. But see, this is the first love rapture that is in the offering to us, brothers and sisters. And God, help us not to be distracted. God, help us not to be distracted. See, those five foolish virgins, so many types in that. But they knew there was a wedding coming. They did. And they had a lamp. They had it all, but it wasn't their hope. It wasn't their absolute treasure. And the moment that it was to come, they didn't have the oil. That's the power of His might. That's what causes us to yield, is the Holy Ghost. And yielding to that precious one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in our hearts. And that's how we know. Are we growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are we? By God's grace, I believe we are. There'll be times you don't feel things. You know this. God help us, we go by faith. We understand this is His work. It is His desire. And I'll tell you what, that Holy Ghost, He'll send chills up and down your spine like you could never imagine. And you know what I'm talking about. Oh, the wings begin to flutter. But see, this is what it is. And they, again, they didn't bring the oil. They were shut out. They knew there was a wedding, but they didn't love it. That wasn't the first love. So as it goes on here, it says, be teachers of good things. Brothers and sisters, when we gather ourselves together, let our fellowship be in the gospel of Christ. Amen? Profitable things. Sound doctrine. God help us not to waste our time and our listening to those that want to tickle ears. There's lots of good out there. There's lots of acceptable. But do you want to go after the message that fulfills and completes the Word of God? I do. And that's what she's going to say. And that's what she says right now. I do. Bridal words. Amen? We can be carried away with these things. I understand we can be encouraged by lots of different things, but God help us to soul saturate in the love of the Word of His grace doctrine. Amen? Amen. All right. As it goes on here to say that they may teach the young women to be sober. Now, how do you teach that? Well, sure, in word, absolutely, but also in testimony. We're back here again. God help us not to be hypocrites, brothers and sisters. See, it only detracts from these things. It brings shame to the gospel of Christ. By grace, let the gospel live in us. Sometimes the greatest way that people are shown things through our lives and taught is never even a word was spoken. They observe our lives. Praise God. Be holy. Let him live. Amen? And people will ask, they'll inquire about that hope that lies within you. I was in a place with that man that I mentioned that asked me, do you believe in speaking in tongues? It's just amazing. But I know what it was. I was in a place where people usually are very upset. And people are kind of afraid and agitated. And I give God all the glory. There wasn't a fear. I could have been and should have been very agitated as a person to be in this place, because it really was a waste of time considering to man. But I know with my life and God, there's never a moment wasted. I know I've got a divine appointment. And I thank God it never even wavered. And I have wavered before, and I wavered after that, but I wasn't wavering in that moment. And what a blessing was brought. He showed me, oh, honey, I've got a little more icing on the cake for you. Excuse me. And there was a hesitation. Do you believe in the infilling of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues? Divine appointments, brothers and sisters. Amen, amen, amen. But see, this word sober, even in this place right here for these women, to teach the young women here, and I don't know if I read that. Yes, we did. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, there in verse 4. But this word sober, see, it even has a different meaning than the watchful. It means discipline. Discipline. So many undisciplined in the young ones. I'm not talking about age here. I'm talking about the maturity in Christ. That's why they're still immature, is there's not a discipline. Won't stay with it. Don't see the need, the joy to press, to reach, to fight the good fight of faith, to fight for that precious narrow way of grace. Isn't that something? Do you realize that that's your good fight of faith, to take more grace? It's all there. See, this weak in flesh, it doesn't want to go that way. It wants to go every way but that way. But if I'm going to grow up, it's only going to be one way, and that's grace. Now it goes on to say, be a lover of your husbands. Chaste virgins here. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. First love saints. And you know, first love saints, they love the family of God. They love their children. Isn't that wonderful? They love what grace has brought forth. Amen? They care. I thank God. Virtuous women always look to the ways of their household. See, they're not selfish. They truly are a type, because they have that living in their life of that mother grace. It's there. It comes forth. A vessel, truly, that adds to the usefulness of the husband. See, unruly women, brothers and sisters, they tear down homes. They tear it up. A house divided against itself will fall. But chaste wives help build the fortresses of God. Now we can take this. You talk about an application to your life as a husband and wife. It's all here. But oh, the depth in fighting the good fight. Abiding, brothers and sisters, as a readied wife to the Lord. Verse 5, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good. Obedient to their own husbands, and the word of God, be not blasphemed. See, be discreet. These young women, they need much encouragement here. It's going on a few verses for these young ladies, isn't it? See, because God wants us to grow up. This is to us. Grow up. We need this. Discreet means self-control, temperate. God help us not to be brash. But see, when we become brash, when we become unruly, it's because we're occupied with self, caught up in how we're feeling about environment, situations, things of that nature. If you really want to take up the cross, you have to deny self. Amen? And only grace can do that. Only grace to give me the vision that, oh, Lord, it's so precious to be meek, to be slow to speak and quick to hear. It's so precious to be one that truly sits at the feet of Jesus. I don't need to be seen. I don't even need to be heard. I just want to hear Him. It doesn't say, he that hath an ear, let him hear me. What the Spirit saith to the churches. See, God help us to take these things. They can be sweet to the mouth, but boy, when He applies them to the life, they can sure be bitter to the stomach, can't they? And you go, oh Lord, I just can't get over myself. But He can. And chaste, which means pure, modest. See, shut up to her husband. God help me to be about my own garden. Keepers of the home. See what virtuous women are here? It's such a precious Proverbs 31. And I think about our world today. Isn't this so anti to what our world preaches? How it's so anti, truly, to... you think about even the women's movement today. Basically, what they're encouraging is for a woman to take the place of a man. And that's exactly it. You talk about a confused state, but see, you know who the author of confusion is. And you think about that statement, desiring to take the place of a man. Ladies, let me explain something to you. Why would you leave or want to remove yourself from the greatest place of glory? For the woman is the glory of man. Now listen to that to us, brothers and sisters. Why would we want to be exalted? He's my head. I want to take my place, which is His precious body, at His feet. Yes. How wonderful this is to us. See, God help us to be reminded that this is the abiding wife for the Lamb. She submits completely to Him. Amen. Obedient to their husbands. Obedient to their husbands. I'm sure it won't be very long. I'll be locked up for preaching this. I mean it. But how honorable, because this is the height of praise to the Savior, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful to submit to Him? Isn't it wonderful to really trust the Lord and have Christ in you? Father, thy will be done. You must increase, and I must decrease. From glory to glory into His image. Him. Oh, hallelujah. How beautiful is Christ. See, this is pleasing. And this is what brings harmony in a home, brothers and sisters. And I am, again, the epitome of this is our temple with the Lord. The harmony is when the woman submits to the headship of a loving husband. Husbands, love your wives. Yes. And we have the husband that loves, oh my, his wife. This is the submitting we're talking about tonight. There's nothing more beautiful. There's nothing of more strength. She has a little strength because of the submitting. She's a pillar because she's a readied wife. And as all this works in the life of us by God's grace, the Word of God is not blasphemed. It's not made void. It doesn't bring reproach to it. See, when these things are not in our lives, when this fruit is not present, brothers and sisters, we bring reproach to the testimony of the Lord. Think about how many people have said, well, if that's how Christians act, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Now, I understand, and you better know this very clearly, they're without excuse. And that's just wicked Lucifer. And that's all that is. But God help us, I sure don't want to be one that would cause that reaction. Amen? I want to magnify the Lord. I know we are quick to fail, but He loves us so. He's done so much for us. God help me to submit my life to live for You. To let it magnify the beauty of Jesus Christ. Yes, amen. seeking peace with all men as much as lies within you. God, help us not to let them find fault. Not that I'm trying to be paranoid about, oh, I got to walk this way and be this way. But that there is a joy. You're lovely because of Jesus and his love to you. That's the evidence of the testimony. You're different. I know Christians, but you're a different Christian. And not because you're out there carousing with everybody, but you're different because it's sincere. And we're going to get to that in a minute. It's real. These aren't just going through the motions. You're in love with him, aren't you? Boy, that's a good opening. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I found out how in love he is with me. And it's like boom, 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 boom. It just... how that love goes back and forth. Hallelujah. Now, we walk the walk, brothers and sisters, because he loves us. We walk the walk because his love causes us to want to have harmony in every bit in our lives. I don't want that dysfunction. I don't want things by God's grace that would be chaotic. Fight the good fight. We know who the author of chaos is. Fight the good fight. 6, 7, and 8. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Some wonderful stuff. Young men, be sober. Now here we have another definition of sober. This means to be right-minded. Something different here again. How wonderful as this continues to expand and ever expand. This is the mind of Christ. See, don't be slanted. Don't swerve from the truth. Young men will do that. God help us to be a pattern of good works and grow up. This is the tapestry. This is the weaving of the faith and love. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, the bridal garments armored, the clothing of the righteousness of saints that it is seen in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Again, from glory to glory into his very image. Brothers and sisters, the pattern is Jesus. It's him. From every angle, from every glimpse, the four living ones, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's why they rule and reign with him, because they are like him. There's no more of anything except be found in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is this calling. This is this incredible encouragement of Brother Paul to his yoke fellow Titus. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness. That means sound, not move, pure. Again, we see the word gravity. This time means honor. It means majestic. See, he's getting at something here as he's encouraging this precious brother. Be a king. You're a royalty. Can you hear Galatians 4:1, you little lord of all? Grow up. Enjoy everything that you have. Don't waste it. This is all yours. You've got it all. But if you remain that infant in faith and knowledge of his love, just wasting it. Isn't it wonderful that the prodigal came back to the kingdom? You realize he would always been a prodigal if he stayed out in the shipwreck of faith. But he came back. Hallelujah. How wonderful. But this is what this is, brothers and sisters. This is that sound, not moved, majestic king life. Your royalty. Don't just act like it, be it. He has made us priests and kings unto God. Oh, I love it. That's sincerity. That's what that will bring on. Meaning, as we said earlier, it's real to us, brothers and sisters. It's not in, we don't corrupt this. It's exuding an honest, good intention. You know love. And you know fake. And I thank God that the true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth. I leave that there. Healthy doctrine that cannot be covered up. Can't be contradicted. Isn't it wonderful that we can wield the sword and let the Spirit hew down our foes? I love that. So you always remember this. That sword is never dull. Get rid of that thinking. That sword is always sharper than any two-edged sword. The only problem is it wasn't dull. You cut yourself up with it. Rightfully divide the truth. Allow the Spirit to wield that sword in your life. A workman not ashamed. Isn't that wonderful? And see, when that happens in our lives, they begin to surrender. They may dislike you still, but they can't say anything against the truth. I just heard a testimony of a brother coming on in, how God performed this very truth in his life. And then finally in verse 9, and we'll close with this. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again. It's some wonderful encouragement to us, brothers and sisters. Be obedient. This is the calf of the four living ones. I'm so thankful to God for this. Be content. Don't try to puff yourself up. Don't do that. You're just robbing yourself. God help us to not be one that wants to be seen or to be noticed. That the Lord truly be the one that we want to magnify. God help us to take that to be pleasing to the Lord. Don't refuse, brothers and sisters, what God has done in our lives. Surrender to where He has placed us in the body. God will use you mightily. See, that pleases Him. Don't just endure, but praise God, do it heartily as unto God. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. See, I don't want to just preach the word. I want to do it willingly. There's times I might not feel like it, but I'm thankful to God He takes that feeling away so quickly. That's that pity party again. I'm blessed. I'm privileged. Hallelujah. Just like you, that we stand having done all for the gospel of Christ. How wonderful this is. And God help us, brothers and sisters, that rejoice in the sufferings for Christ's sake. Rejoice that your life at times has been made low. Don't refuse the imprisonment. As Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Are you? Have you surrendered to His love? How marvelous this is. Brothers and sisters, no purloining here. It means don't draw back, don't quit, endure. Shew, manifest it all. Be a vessel displaying all the glory of Jesus, honorable, full of faith. Condescend and be glad. Oh, what an adorning will come upon your life. Oh, my goodness, the garments. Preparing, making ready, and what all this is. Again, we're right back to the doctrine of God. Teaching the healthful things. Preaching. Oh, hallelujah. Of all the things of the Savior. In every aspect of our being, brothers and sisters. Because that is our life. As we close this up, again, that is our life. The life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's our life. We have no living except by faith. Everything else for a Christian is just a lie. There's no life in that. My life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. I love this, brothers and sisters, because it truly is the love power. The love power, and you think about love power, it conquers every foe. The love power causes you to believe and to know and to live that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me, gave Himself for me. Brothers and sisters, this truly is living the beyond right now. You know what I'm saying? The beyond. Am I here? Am I over there? I don't know. I was eating lunch with a brother and he brought this man. And thank God he brought that man. And thank God for what the Lord ministered to us at that little lunch. And what was going on there? The sincerity of Christ in you. If there's an ear that wants to hear, it'll be there for them. And praise be to God, this man knew I wasn't a kook. It was reality to my life. I'm seated over there right now. I'm an alien here. I'm a citizen of heaven right now. Praise the Lord. That's my life. That's my life. Hallelujah. And praise be to God, a brother in the Lord who just didn't know those things and was able to minister to him, and that is your life too. You got peace? If you're a child of God, you do. How about abound in the peace that passes all understanding? Let's stand and be dismissed. Thank you, Jesus.